carbon farming in northern Australia. It is seriously big business, with Savannah Fire burning projects now generating millions of dollars worth of credits every year. In a sign of just how big this industry is getting, more than 200 people are in Darwin this week for the North Australia Savannah Fire Forum. Dan Fitzgerald is there at the forum. Dan, what's been talked about?
Well, pretty much anything and everything to do with Savannah burning, Matt. It's a bit of a who's who of the industry here today and yesterday. There's people from right across North Australia, and they've all been sharing stories about their industry, what's been working with carbon burning, some of the challenges they're facing, and just what's ahead for the industry. And I'm here with Anna Bousted. She's a coordinator of the Indigenous Carbon Industry Network. Anna, just how big is the Savannah burning industry and how big is it getting at the moment?
Well, the Savannah burning industry only emerged a few years ago, but it's growing very strongly and it's becoming a major industry in its own right. The Indigenous carbon industry is now generating around $16 million a year, and that's growing every year. So this is a major industry and we can expect to see a lot of growth in future years as well.
Yeah, that's huge, $16 million a year. And just how much of that comes here from the territory?
Around nearly 70% of that is generated in the Northern Territory. So the Northern Territory is the biggest contributor, and followed by WA and Queensland.
This forum is all about knowledge sharing. There's groups from all over North Australia, as we said. What are some of the key lessons you've learnt here this week?
I think some of the key learnings I've taken away is, first of all, that Savannah Fire Management is really hot and hard work, and that there's people working out in these very remote areas that are really working very hard to deliver benefits to all of Australia and the world. We're seeing benefits in terms of the climate change and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, but there's also fantastic benefits for the environment, for Aboriginal culture, and for Indigenous communities.
Yeah, we hear a lot about the benefits it does bring to Indigenous communities, jobs and people getting out on country, but is there actually the scientific backing that it actually is reducing carbon emissions and is beneficial to the environment?
Absolutely. Scientists have been working with Indigenous land managers for over 10 years now, working out how these things are measured. Basically, because in the last 100 years or so, we've seen a shift to really hot fires going through the landscape, which have done a lot of damage to the environment. Now we're seeing a return to more early season burning, which is much better for the environment, generates far less greenhouse gas emissions. And that's how groups, land managers across North Australia, if they're involved in a Savannah Fire project, they can claim those carbon credits and sell them on the carbon market.
The industry's only been going for a few years. What do you see as a long-term future?
The future is very bright for the Indigenous carbon industry. We're looking at growth in the price of carbon as we see improvements in climate change policy, and we're anticipating the introduction of a carbon market in Australia very soon. And we're also expecting to see increases in the amount of carbon credits that groups are able to claim as the science improves and we're able to better measure the amount of greenhouse gases that are saved through the Savannah Fire Management.
We've got a federal election coming up this year. If there is a change of government, do you expect that to mean anything for the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. We really aren't sure what to expect after the next 3 months, and only time will tell whether there'll still remain a emissions reduction fund for groups to sell their carbon credits through, or whether we'll see a shift towards an independent carbon market.
And we are also joined here by Willie Rioli. He's from the Tiwi Islands, where the ranger group there have been doing Savannah burning across the country for a few years. Yeah. Willie, what's been your experience about what the savanna burning does for the country and for the people who are out there on country doing the burning.
Yeah, look, Dan, it's been hard work, like Anna said, but I think we can see the benefits and the rewards, you know, like in terms of, for us personally, you know, as traditional owners of the areas, we're about, you know, it's great that there's money, but the most important thing for us is the environment and making sure that our plants and our animals are around for another 100 years or so, you know. And again, it's not about us today, you know, like it's great that we're setting things up and putting things in place, so hopefully it can benefit in the future.
And what have you noticed that's changed on your country since you've started doing this burning?
Prior to about 10 years ago when we started this program, it was a lot of early, you know, we've seen signs of a lot of late fires, you know, which was sort of wasn't very good for the, you know, for the land. So, you know, learning and you know, new methods about way of doing early burns, and I think we're definitely seeing the benefits of it in terms of our plants and animals coming back. You know, because I know, yeah, one part there, we lost quite a few of them. But with all those changes with both the Indigenous way and the Western way of working together and, you know, having that partnership, it's been, you know, you can see definitely that, you know, like we can see, like, you know, our animals coming back, our plants, and the main thing is, you know, cats, trying to eradicate cats from the island.
Yeah, they're a big issue right across the north. There are groups here from right across North Australia all talking about their programs. What do you get out of a couple of days here talking with all those sort of people?
Oh, look, it's very beneficial for myself. You know, we're probably one of the latest and the newest ranger groups that are, you know, starting this carbon, you know, stuff, and, you know, hearing other people's ideas, you know, where they've done well and where they haven't done well, it's definitely, you know, a way forward. It's been beneficial in terms of learning what other people, you know, where their struggles and where they've, you know, where they've done really well. So, yeah.
So easy. Well, thanks for having a chat to the Country Hour.
Thank you, Dan.
There we go. Matt, that's Willie Rioli. He's from the Tiwi Islands, and we're here at the North Savannah Fire Forum. There's about 230 delegates from right across northern Australia here. They sold out, Matt. They couldn't get any more people in the building for the last 2 days.
And is Anna still there with you, Dan?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I've just got a quick question. I'm not too sure if she can hear me or not.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, hi there, Anna. You mentioned that depending on who gets into power at a federal level, that you're not too sure how selling credits might look in the future, whether it be through the Emissions Reduction Fund or what was the other option that you mentioned?
Through an open carbon market, so a price on carbon and being able to trade carbon credits freely.
Yeah, which option do you think is best for industry?
A carbon market would deliver a much higher price on carbon, so that would be the Indigenous carbon industry's preference.
Right.
We're already seeing significant increases on the global carbon market, and it would be great if Australia could also participate in this amazing opportunity to make money from protecting the environment and delivering a increase in the greenhouse gas emission savings for Australia.
Yeah. At one stage, people were getting, say, $24 a tonne. What do people get nowadays?
The average price on the Emissions Reduction Fund is $13.50.
Right.
And that's grown every year and grown at every auction. So at the moment, they're sold via reverse auction to the government. That's using taxpayer funds. Our preference would be to see opportunity for polluters to directly purchase carbon credits from carbon credit generators, so that that would then enable groups to attract higher prices for their product. Yep. And the Indigenous carbon industry businesses are able to attract a much higher premium price because of all the additional benefits they deliver to the environment and culture and society in general.
Hey, appreciate your time, Anna. I know you've got to get back into the forum, so thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.